John Betts with Tyler Anbinder. Plentiful Country is the book, The Great Potato Famine and the Making of Irish New York. George Fox, one of my heroes in the book, because remember, they're always climbing the ladder of success towards being business owners, and he certainly climbs quickly to that elevated. He's a man who understands not only clothing, he understands marketing. What do we need to know about George Fox's success? Would he have been successful anywhere, or was it America that gave him the chance?
I think it's a combination of the two. So George Fox comes to New York, and he's already trained as a tailor. And so he goes to work making clothing for New York clothing retailers, you know, maybe Brooks Brothers, or maybe the Devlins, who are one of the biggest clothing retailers, and they were Irish, who had come before the famine. But, you know, he's earning a pittance of a wage as a sewing clothes for other people, and he is very ambitious and wants to go into business for his own. So he opens up a storefront and starts selling clothes. At first, he aims his sales at other poor immigrants, but he realizes there's a lot more money to be made selling a few pieces of clothing to well-to-do New Yorkers at a high markup. So he closes his initial shop on Chamber Street, opens one on Broadway in a nice corner lot, and begins advertising prominently in the city's newspapers. And he's a great self-promoter. And that's one of the things that's really important if you want to be a success as an entrepreneur, is you can't be afraid to brag about yourself. And so he bragged that he had the most stylish fashions at the best prices, and that any New Yorker would look fabulous wearing his clothes and yet save money. And he promoted himself extravagantly with huge ads. He even went to Washington and gave cloth to prominent Washington politicians for free, with a note saying, if you come to my shop at the Willard Hotel, which he did as kind of a pop-up, he said, I'll make you your clothes. And so he ends up making clothes for President Millard Fillmore, for Senator, for famous senators, admirals, and so forth, and makes himself famous that way, making clothing for free for famous Americans, and then uses that fact to advertise his prominence, and goes on to be a very successful New York merchant tailor.
Yes, the tailors, the shoemakers, the carpenters, and the masons. There were categories. A journeyman means you work for someone else, I believe.
Yes.
And a master means you work for yourself. And they were never out of work. That was the one group that, because New York is building itself as they arrive, there's always work for them. And the transformation into a master is critical to their understanding. Again and again, these records are told through the Emigrant Savings Bank deposits. And you can follow the trail of success on the basis of how much money they're saving all the time they're working. And it's also a story of how, when you get to certain rungs, the artisan rung, you might plateau there, but you want your children to come in there and start and go higher. So we're going to turn now to the story of not only the higher rungs that you can achieve, but also the children of the higher rungs. The book is Plentiful Country, The Great Potato Famine and the Making of Irish New York. Tyler Anbinder is the author.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.